Hello, Keisha.
Hi, it's been a long time, America and the world. We apologize.
I was so psyched to come home, and like I hadn't been able to catch hospital all week, so I got a six pack of Guinness yesterday afternoon, settled in. My husband's terribly excited that I was going to take over the TV, and we watched like I think I did like 3.5 yesterday, and then got caught up the rest today. And it's like you're at a movie, a General Hospital movie.
Yeah, you get immersed, don't you, in the
Yeah,
world?
you feel like you live in Port Charles. Yeah, I couldn't tell you what went on. It feels like it's all a blur,
It,
but
I know. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. There's just a
rough
truck.
brother.
Sorry, a truck just went by.
Oh my
I
God.
don't know why. I don't know why.
A nerve at this hour.
I'm sorry, everybody. Yeah, I thought it might be a blur for both of us, so I made like a list. I watched. I can't.
Excellent. Okay, a list. I love a list. All right.
I'm gonna. This goes back. I rewatched. Let's see. I didn't watch Mondays, last Mondays today, but I watched Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then today.
You rewatched all those?
Well, I don't think I'd watched all of them in real
Mm.
time, but I just, yeah, it was all a blur already. So I thought one of us should try to,
We're both really dedicated. We don't really have that much to say, but I think our dedication is impressive,
Like we
you
do you
know?
think we get like a grade for, well, it's not, I don't even know if I'd call it effort. It's something.
It's something, yeah. I don't know. Maybe not effort, maybe just misguidedness, and weird career goals or something.
Okay, well,
Yeah.
the first word I have on my list here.
Let me see, what can I try and guess it?
Yeah, okay.
Moss trough.
You just wanted to say that, and somehow you made that sound filthy.
Moss trough. It's
Oh,
really
stop
two words, I'm sorry.
it.
Was that not the first thing on your list?
No. Actually, mostly it's names, but this isn't a name. This is a
Okay.
word, and I looked up this word.
Mm.
Cataphiles.
Was that mentioned? Was the
was
sexually
what.
French woman?
It was what, yeah, Valentine and Anna kept calling that Renee or whatever her name was. She's a cataphile. She'll show up.
Is it a real term? It's an
It
actual term.
is. It is. And
Oh
it
my
sounds,
God.
it seems like it shouldn't be. But
Renee.
urban, some
Renee.
sort of urban catacomb explorer. So it was pretty. And in Paris, in Paris.
Can you back up and tell me exactly what a catacomb is?
Oh, fuck. No, I can't.
Fuck the language. Language. Because I don't think I really know. Is it a man-made or human-made
Yeah, it must be,
structure?
right? It must be. Are you going to ask me
And
to look?
does it have to do with drainage in some way? I mean, what's the purpose of a catacomb?
I think we're getting way off topic, Gia, and we have a lot to cover. Do you think you could
This
do that in
topic
your,
is where
maybe
I live.
could you ask your Google Egg to tell you what a catacomb is sometime?
Can I do it right now?
All right. Okay. Sure.
Hey Google, what's a catacomb?
According to Wikipedia, catacombs are man-made subterranean passageways for religious practice.
Oh, she went away. Well, totally. That's a shocker. Did you hear any of that?
Was it for religious, did you
Yeah,
say?
yeah.
For religious what passage? What
Purposes, purposes.
purposes, huh?
Yeah.
That seems
I
weird.
wouldn't have known that. So that
I
was
don't
totally
really
worth
see the
it. I mean,
connection.
if you've tuned in, you've learned something. Just
I don't know if everybody heard that. Could
You're
you
welcome.
maybe could you repeat like just the part that she, before she got cut
It is
off?
man-made subterranean passageways for religious purposes. And then she got cut off. She may have been about to say something more interesting,
Yeah,
or not,
maybe.
or
Or
not.
maybe she wanted to say, "Would you stop asking me all these ridiculous questions?"
That's a good one. That's what she's all about, the
You're
Google
gonna
AI.
want to dig deeper into that, aren't you,
I
Gia?
probably will, but I'll do it on my own time. able
okay,
to.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Okay, so Cataphile, you wanted to talk about Renee a little bit. So Renee's dead, I guess.
I guess so. And this is where once again Anna and Valentin prove how silly and ineffectual they are. Because later when we jump forward to where they're in this like safe house, which is quite lovely.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that place a little bit.
Okay, we'll get there. But before we do, I just wanted to say, like, they're sort of wringing their hands like we don't have enough evidence against Victor yet. And it's like, well, you probably could have put together some sort of a case for him kidnapping Lucy and holding her.
Yeah.
In, you know, but they
and
had to.
And their plan is just a vague, like. Like, what is their plan? They have no
plan. And also to like blow a water main, just like assuming they're going to get out and the bad people won't.
Won't, yeah, because they're so thrilled.
Just like, come on, Felicia never would have greenlighted that plan.
Yeah, Felicia still shines as the one who comes through on the whole thing, you know.
Yep, yep. Yep. Yeah.
She was kind of funny.
But I'm guessing, like, do we think Mac doesn't know anything about any of this?
He's probably just home worried about Cody. You know?
Yeah, probably. And when Cody said he thought he should hit the hay, did you, like me, think, oh, that's good. He should sleep on a bed of hay.
No, that one passed me by. It shouldn't have, but yeah. I may have had my snout too deep in the Guinness at that point.
As did he.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, what is he like, a domestic beer?
He would just launch just beer. He's like, he's not gonna. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Guinness is pretty tame by today's standards of all the crazy beers, but
okay.
So that sort of safe house, hideaway house they were in, mm-hmm. you like that?
It looked like a nice place. I don't know whose place it was, but I guess
I was a little intrigued by the sort of diagram prints on the wall that were like of like snow boots or something. Or did you see
maybe
those?
They're in Pawtuck?
Maybe. But I feel like this is a detail that gives it away. A soap, like they've hired the same plantophile to. Yeah. Do all the sets, you know, and so there's a repetition. Like we have a moss drop, and we have another one of this like spite bowls of spider plants, and it's like okay, that's gonna happen, you know, in real life. Yeah,
would have different plants,
yeah, or a different way of displaying them or something, and you know.
So it must have been difficult for you to keep watching, huh?
Well, my focus was probably not what it was supposed to be on. You know? I was also distracted by the stitching on Valentin's jeans.
Okay.
Like his jeans look like he just bought them or something.
Maybe
JC
he had.
Penny and I don't know.
Maybe he had.
It was like a dude that doesn't normally wear jeans. That like, these are my jeans. You know? Like, you know what I mean?
This is my like, casual Friday jeans. Outfit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, casual Friday. I always hated that. Like the work thing. Like, did you ever have a workplace where, like, you had to pay to dress down for down Fridays? And I was
as
like,
if work doesn't suck enough.
Like, suck enough. I got to pay you to wear jeans, you know, one day a week or whatever it was.
Awful.
You know,
people the things we do to make life miserable, you know?
No. And then also there was like the, what they call them, Feasty Fridays. Feasty Friday. And you'd be assigned like a Friday to bring in unhealthy breakfast foods. Did you ever have to do that?
No, I think a lot of these are sort of related to your career at the school.
Yeah, I think it was. And, you know, I got in with a crew that we just bring in like boxed whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. But there were these people that would go like try to outdo each other with quiches and hot trays, or you know, and it was like, oh my god, you know,
idiots!
You're lucky if you get a donut hole out of me.
Anyway, that's fine.
We have a lot to talk about. I wish you'd stop.
All right, let's
sidebars.
let's go back to list. And Cam. Joss and Cam.
Oh, yeah.
Thoughts on Joss and Cam.
Thoughts and prayers go to Joss and
Cam. I'm going to say this. I kind of... There was something, I don't know what it was about. I don't know if it was what Joss was saying or how she was saying it, but just, it didn't seem like it fit the occasion. And I, you know.
Well, she said at one point, I didn't have time to break up with you. And I thought that was a little.
Yeah, it's like.
Like, that's kind of weird and mean or.
Yeah, like she thought somehow if she had broken his heart sooner, it would have been better for him. I don't know.
Well. They were just, it was just that sort of artificial drama of when did you sleep with Jax?
Yeah. And I feel like both she and Carly are living in this world where they're somehow justifying their actions, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's why they're so tight.
I know. And they did have a pretty nice,
they had a nice
conversation there. Yeah.
So very supportive of each other. It's nice.
Yeah. Cause I think they know what they're sort of capable of and stuff like that. And they can have each other's backs, you know?
I guess. Yeah. But it's still nice, right?
It is nice. Yeah. Right. But I came away feeling way more, on Team Cam than I did on Team Joss.
It didn't turn me against her or anything, but,
Well, I was thinking, you know, Carly, at one point she said, you know, and I thought in a way this was a bit manufactured when she said like that her life was divided into two parts, the part before Jason and the part after. And I thought, well, I don't know. But then in Joss's case, I kind of feel like that is going to be true if she decides to like stick with Dex.
With Dex, yeah.
Because at her age and being in college, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
She's taking herself out of like a lot of experiences.
Right, yeah. And you know? And the draw of that at that age would be irresistible, I think, you know, because you're going to be like, oh, I can go to this, you know, sock hop social, or I can go. I know that's not the right time period, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I can go sleep with I can go have dirty sex with my mobster boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
Who might be killed by my ex.
Yeah, all that heightened stepfather. Drama and everything at that age would seem so glamorous, I think.
Yeah, yeah. The intensity of everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What struck me about Carly's statement about her life before and after Jason was that I was thinking like, wow, it's not even before and after Sunny. Like Sunny doesn't even figure in. It's really goes back to Jason. And I thought, you know, that's really true about her life. And and ultimately I feel like, you know, you felt like you were supposed to be so broken up about she and Sunny no longer being together. But it's really been relatively easy for us to get over it.
It has been.
And it seems like it's been pretty easy for her to get over it.
In a way, I think it has, yeah.
Whereas she and Jason, it wasn't and wouldn't be.
Yeah.
That was kind of the true relationship, I guess.
Yeah, he definitely stuck by her and let her be Carly, you know.
Yeah. And now we got...
Now she's got douchebag.
Now we got douchebag.
I mean, you just have to call him that, right? Even though I know you don't like that word. But
I'm coming around on it, but
that's what he is.
Yeah. Hard to take. They're a big night of love.
I didn't enjoy that at all. I preferred Lucy and Martin, you know.
Well, of course. I mean, who wouldn't prefer?
Because they're a delight, you know, and they're
funny.
Like they're genuinely enjoying each other. You know, even though he's like sort of professorial, he's not trying to like mansplain everything to Lucy. I don't think.
Yeah, professorial. Yeah, I to me, he's just like a Tennessee Williams sort of wannabe character.
Like he wandered out of his little community theater, onto a soap opera.
Yeah.
But he's looking good though. I've come around to him as a character.
You know? Yeah, the first time I saw him, I don't know, something threw me. Like, it almost looked like he was wearing fake hair or something.
Yeah, and, yeah.
But I don't know now that you... I was having trouble, and this is just small and petty of me and has nothing to do with anybody's acting skills, but Drew's nipple was very distracting.
It was the elephant in the room. Well, you know, it was because, I don't know if you could see, because I was like, what the fuck? Why are they zooming in on this nipple when it's like an inch long? But it's...
Was it just me?
No.
There was, but like it was... Is there an Instagram account for it?
It was... It was a mole that was above the nipple that made it look like it was casting a long shadow.
He's a very handsome man, and it should have no bearing on anything, but I couldn't.
Oh, it was a total deal breaker.
Just due to my shallow nature. Nothing to do with that actually.
Well, I don't, if you and I were both
we're so, both shallow, so
yeah. I bet there is at least one other person out there who is fixating on this weird nipple.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something I just couldn't focus. But
yeah.
You know, you don't know what you're gonna find under there when you know you haven't been with somebody, and then they like,
yeah. Well, and her face was like right next to it. I was like, oh, poor Carly. I bet she's really regretting this now.
There was another thing that I thought when Anna and Valentin were like, they were talking and everybody else was still in the room, but they were talking intensely and they had their hands all wound together. And I was like, would anybody really do that? Would you really do that?
I don't know.
I know none of this is real. I understand that.
you think at that age, you know, but it was a weird atmosphere because like Lucy and Martin were like rushing upstairs, you know, it's like everybody's making out college, like it's, yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. Like
hang your tie on the door.
Yeah. Poor Felicia.
I know. Yuck. That's so fun to be around. Oh, anyway. Well, that makes me feel mildly better. Or maybe just should make me feel that you're just as shallow and superficial as I am to notice these physical things.
And that was really it filled the shot, Gia.
Oh, God. Let's see. What else are we going to hell for? We saw a fair amount of Wiley.
yeah,
you've said some crappy stuff about Wiley. The poor.
I guy. Have. I'm. Yeah. He still hasn't won me over, especially when he like jumps on his dying mother. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's their fault. They wouldn't tell him anything.
I know.
Kept poor thing in the dark.
And when. You know, when Nina went back into the room to talk to Willow, like she finally thought she had an angle, you know, she could
work.
Yeah,
that was weird.
You know?
That was a weird
it was
angle.
Like, it was like the same hunger, you know, she's still in it to try to like suck the life out of Willow, you know?
Yeah, she's so, I don't even know.
She's like a parasite kind of.
Yeah. Like Carly said something about she has no self-control. And it's like, exactly. And she's just. She's raw. She's a raw nerve. She's a raw gaping hole of need and want and greed. Yep. And
I was so glad that Willow didn't like, you know, succumb and just like in her weak.
Yeah. Once
state,
again, Willow's
you know?
Like got to be the adult in the room.
Yeah. And sees, you know, she's like, I can't bear my
I can't
soul
do that
to
right
you
now.
You're still awful.
And it's still like, it's like Willow's the one who's dying there and going through all this. And it's still Nina's still all about Nina. What can I
somehow
get?
Making you know her feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
Oy.
I did like that. Just reminded me though, we had a nice scene with Ava and Nina.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Where Nina was boiling over or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Exploding all over the place.
Yeah. And I kind of thought like she was acting like there was nothing she could do. And of course, at this point, I suppose this like stem cell thing will help Willow. But it seems like with having a magazine, perhaps She could have put the word down on the website at least, you know, looking for.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. Oh, speaking of the stem cell thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how realistic is it that your doctor would not reveal to you until the very last possible moment?
I know.
That there's another treatment that is, in fact, actually probably a stronger one.
Yeah.
Doesn't need as many markers, you know, to match.
Right, right. Yeah.
So,
I
number
know.
One, how realistic is that? And number two, she's a nursing student.
Yeah, yeah. What's your point, Gia?
Also, even if you weren't a nursing student,
when you read up or ask your Google egg.
Ask your Google something. You know, like it was a shock to everybody, like, oh my gosh, we've got this Hail Mary pass here with this treatment. Yeah. Like,
and she's gonna be all right. They're acting like it's a sure thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing Terry just happened to remember that treatment.
Yeah,
you know?
It is a good thing too, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh boy. I know. So they're as good at medicine as Anna and Valentine are at spy games.
Being spy, doing the spying.
Yeah.
The spying thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Our other big storyline, really, this was just more today, was the Aunt Stella comes to town again, stir up shit.
Oh, yeah.
The clarinet, solo clarinet performance.
I like how that came up, like dun dun dun, you know, like it was so significant. My God, what are they going to do about music? You know, I'm glad they've got they're keeping things in perspective. You know,
I know that. Kenny
I mean, Britt has just died.
Yeah.
You know, but the main thing is they got to get some music.
I hope that, I know it's not clarinet, but I'm hoping that they have like Kenny G or somebody fill in, you know?
Yeah, that would be great.
Or, I don't know.
I would say, how about some Chuck Mangione? I would enjoy that.
That would be, yeah. Yeah. I think my dad had that album. But anyway, yeah, so the whole Trina, Curtis, Taggart, Aunt Stella.
And once again,
Marshall,
it got so convoluted. I couldn't diagram this gene, you know.
Yeah.
Like when Stella's thinking about Trina's test.
Yes, Stella's treatment. Yeah, so Stella's putting it all together somehow.
You know, it's like, what?
I know.
That's too much for our little brains.
And yeah, my brain right now, even in real time, is going, wait, we're going to find out simultaneously something about Marshall's genetics.
Uh-huh.
That has nothing to do with Taggart not being Trina's father. Like, so we've got Marshall not being Curtis's father as a potential reveal, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
We've also got Marshall not being schizophrenic as a possible reveal.
Right.
Which I don't know. I mean, that seems like a separate issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Curtis being Trina's father as opposed to Taggart.
Right.
But these are, like, is this all going to be rolled into one thing?
We've got one more thing.
Why did I forget?
Marshall can't play clarinet until he gets the results of this testing back.
And like, which is it? If he's not schizophrenic, then suddenly he won't have anxiety.
Right, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
He'll do the solo to end.
What song
solos.
Do you think he's going
to
play? What clarinet song is good for a wedding?
I don't know. I don't know, Gia. Doesn't seem.
Is there
like
some classic clarinet song that I'm forgetting that?
I can't think of one.
Like, what's that song? The wedding song. There's now to be among us. You know, Peter, Paul, and Mary, or you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like, maybe you could do that on the clarinet. That would be just kind of one note.
Maybe. But, yeah. I don't know. But it's that whole thing.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it seems like two separate things, but they seem to be tying
at
it all
least.
Into one.
Yeah, at least. Yeah. I don't. And yeah, it's like how much of this is like Portia's lie. That is that really the
what it all comes down? It seemed to me we were getting a strong hint that Portia thought initial tests they got back showed that Marshall is not actually Curtis's father.
Uh huh.
Yeah. It seemed like she was trying to kind of cover that.
Uh huh.
But then now she's obsessed with Marshall not being schizophrenic.
Right.
But why would she care?
Yeah, what does she want to know now?
Yeah. I don't know. I've gotten myself turned around now.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
It's baffling and it's just stupid. This doesn't even show up at his club anymore.
I know. Mika's running it.
Yeah, and Selena walking all over the place. What'd you think about... Sure. But it was like that Cody couldn't have put together the Gladys thing.
The Gladys, yeah.
Until that moment.
How many Gladyses do you know in one time?
Yeah. I don't know. That was like he was just being willfully stupid.
I don't think he has to try. I don't think he has to put a lot of will into it.
Point taken. Yeah.
So is tomorrow going to all be just a heart-wrenching goodbye to Brit kind of thing?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. There's going to be that and the baby being born, right?
The baby, yeah. I think you and I should get our nails done this summer when we get together.
Did you? I've been reading.
I want to put my hands in one of those weird little things.
Well, has your feed been coming up with stories about how those things like have some sort of like dangerous effect on your DNA or something?
No.
Those little nail dryers.
I get some stuff about Keurig having a lot of bacteria, but...
Okay. I don't know why, of all people, I would get the nail thing. I have no fingernails, but anyway, those aren't supposed to be good for you, so we don't want to get that sort of a manicure.
Isn't it just like a heater? Like a heating thing?
Yeah.
You mean the little dryer thing or the nail
thing? Yeah, the dryer things, yeah.
What about the big ones you used to put on your head in the old school? Like,
I don't know. You know? I don't know. Maybe they must have some certain kind of light or something.
Get your hair did. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
but
I think at our age, like, whatever, it's going to whittle off like 10 minutes or something. You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'm ready to go.
It's always a pleasure to see Maxie, though. She's like, always sounds so real, you know?
She sounds real, and I liked how she wouldn't let her touch her nails yet, you know? Even though they were having like a moment. I also felt like I would like Sasha to be my friend. You know, like, be a good girlfriend to have.
She is. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
I don't think she's shallow like you.
I was going to say, you don't think of me as sort of Sasha-like. I could maybe fix a motorcycle.
Yeah, I believe that. Sasha reminds me, have I already said this, of the Hemingway family? I think I already said
Oh, yeah, yeah, you did, yeah.
Yeah. She's so pretty.
She's very lovely, yeah.
But I like that little scene with them, and I like that, that place.
Yeah.
I don't spend a lot of time in salons, but that one sort of...
I don't either, I'm not sure.
Kitschy looking. Yeah, when was the last time you picked somebody to cut your hair?
You would know, I think you would have been there.
Was it me? I didn't cut your hair. Really? It was like way back in the 90s.
No, it wasn't quite that long ago. I went someplace with my mom because she just didn't want to get her hair cut. So I thought if I made an appointment with her, maybe that would work. But it didn't. It backfired.
You had to take her out or...
Well, she just didn't want to get hers done. So I had to get mine done for no good reason.
Twice you had to go take both appointments.
No, they really sucked though. They weren't sympathetic at all to the situation. They made me wait for the next appointment, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty
shitty. That's not nice.
But poor Barb, she didn't want to be there. Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, it's tricky. Hard to know.
Yeah. Let's see.
Anyway, I would go to that salon.
I would too. Yeah. Oh, another kind of good scene, I thought, sort of, I guess, was with Elizabeth and Laura.
Oh, yeah.
One where, Laura's just so nice being Laura.
Oh, right. And I forgot the whole, like, Tasha Yar stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell is Nicholas up to now?
Now, that seemed like another ridiculous thing. Like, him thinking he can, like, plot.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, all we learned there, really, was that Elizabeth had apparently told him everything that happened.
Right, right. Because you were concerned about that, because would they cut away? But, yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows it all? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I gather that we're not going to have that Nicholas much longer, right?
Right, right. I think so. That'll be
take some adjusting.
It will, yeah.
And we did. Oh, we had some Esme and Heather stuff. That Heather, she is a peach. I enjoy the heck out of her.
Yeah,
she's good.
She's doing a good job. Yeah,
yeah.
I think she's really sinking her teeth into that role.
I know she probably won't be on there forever, much longer, but she should win a Demi for that.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that happening. Yeah.
Man, oh man, she takes it to the next level.
Yep, yep, yeah. You like to see them when they really like just throw themselves into their role.
Bring
it.
Yeah. I'm sympathetic to her. I'm sympathetic to this, like the Hook. Like this insane. You know, like her maternal feelings. I'm like, that's really quite touching, you know.
Yeah. Although her shiv doesn't look that convincing to me.
No. No. It's weird to say the word shiv.
Shiv, you know, yeah. Yeah.
Sounds wrong coming out.
Yeah. Here. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Felt weird saying.
So it was a big week, and seeing it all at once like that, I don't know if I'd want to do that frequently, but it was kind of.
I know.
Kind of fun.
Lots of ground was covered, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that there was some good. I think like both Nicholas and Spencer, I think they really like developed and become really good in their roles.
In their Yep.
Like Spencer talking to Trina, I thought that was good.
Spencer talking to Trina and Spencer on the phone with a realtor. Like wine cellar, but that's not a breaky, you know. It's so funny.
I know. Yeah. Yep. I thought Trina would protest more when he talked about taking the baby, you know.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed that she thought that was something to be proud of. Like, you know.
Well, that's another young person thing.
I guess, it's so clearly just another sort of like vengeful.
Cockamamie idea. Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I don't know.
Good stuff. We got stuff happening. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Looking at my list now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I took you quite away from you.
No, that's okay. We've covered a lot of it. I was a little surprised that both Laura and Alexis were in on the plan. To pretend Valentine was dead.
Well, they did a good job because I wasn't sure until they told
They did me. A good job. Yeah. Yeah, they did. Although it felt like, you know, they could. I mean, if everybody has disappeared from town, you know. It seems like Victor's gonna start to wonder.
Yeah, get a little suspicious. Like they've spirited away all these people.
Yeah, like could you please to... be cool for crying out loud?
Yeah,
you know. So who knows?
Well, I just hope it comes to fruition soon because I'm tired of trying to think. Like now, what the hell is Victor up to? I don't even know.
I know. And then Holly again, and it's like, Holly was off looking for Ethan. I don't remember that, you know.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
It's very blurry, and they count on us to just be like, oh, whatever, you know.
Yep.
We don't hold them to any sort of standard.
Not really.
And how could we? What can we do?
Nothing. We're powerless.
They've got us right where they want us.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I wonder. I'm looking at my list now, and then this isn't, you know, that interesting. But I'm wondering, like, if Stella sniffs out this whole like DNA thing.
Yeah.
If she finds out that Portia's, you know, pulled a fast one over Curtis, she'd be the one to blow the lid off of that thing, right?
Yeah, but Jordan will say, if you tell that, I'll tell on you throwing away the divorce papers or something. Like maybe Jordan will champion their marriage and make her. I don't know why I'm saying that. Just whatever.
just play devil's advocate. Convoluted.
Yeah.
Just to make it screwier than it is.
Yeah. Make it more stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was thinking also, like, Michael and Willow, when they have scenes together, do you feel anything during those scenes? Am I dead inside? I mean, I know I am.
I guess I don't doubt them as a couple.
Yeah,
I mean, they're probably not feeling really sexy with each other right now. Is that you just
is that what
you need to see his nipple or something?
There's like no nipples. Yeah, what are they doing? No, I don't know.
Not his, not hers. We're not seeing any action.
No.
I don't believe they love each other.
I don't know. They did. Surely we'd see a nipple. No, I don't know. It's just like, I mean, he said, like I've said this before, it seems like he's saying all the right things, you know, and she cares about him, like she doesn't want him to worry about her and stuff. But it still just feels like, I don't know, just sort of like a stock weird. Kind of stock,
yeah,
you know, hospital
like,
bed.
Like the stock photo that you get in the frame.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. There seems like something needs to make it more interesting. I mean, the only thing that makes a little
questioned it, but
yeah, I the only thing I guess, and I, you know, this is unpleasant, but like when Nina wanted to go in and Michael's like, this isn't a good time, you know, that's the only thing that makes it like
protective,
seem like,
yeah,
it, you know, something's going on.
I'll study him a little harder. I hadn't really given him that much thought.
Yeah, well, you know.
But frequently, honestly, to me, mostly the romantic relationships are the least interesting on these shows.
Yeah. Well, also, it seems like their lives, I mean, he doesn't seem to have to worry about work or anything. And he's, you know, he's just there.
Yeah.
It's nice, you
they
know.
They must have a generous policy of sick
leave. Yeah, probably. And Wiley's taken care of, so I don't know.
I'll study him a little harder. I'll look for the cracks in their relationship and get back to you.
They don't have to have cracks in the relationship. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know what they need to do to make it more interesting, but.
Yeah, well, she needs to stay alive.
That would help, I guess.
For starters.
Yeah. And I don't, this is going in another direction, but like Cody acting like, you know, he hasn't decided if he's going to go to Britt's thing and stuff. Like, wouldn't he? I mean,
you would think, my gosh.
Being like a dude and thinking, you know, he's doesn't need to or want to. I don't know. It's just.
Maybe he thinks because she like hated him at the end that he shouldn't go. I don't know.
Maybe.
He just wants attention. He just wants Mac to love him.
That's right. Yeah, idiot.
Mac looks skinny lately, I was thinking.
Yeah, Mac.
Was he always that thin?
Well, I don't know, but he seems to carry like the weight of the world on his shoulders.
Yeah.
You know?
When he should be like starting to enjoy retirement.
Yeah, he's got this sassy wife, you know, who's out there getting it done. You know,
smartest one on the show.
Yep, easily by a mile.
Maybe, I don't know. She and Laura are probably.
Yeah. If they joined forces, then yeah.
Yeah. They could freeze the world.
Yeah. She could be mayor. She could be mayor. Yeah. Mayor Charles, Felicia.
Next, yeah, they could keep it in the family like that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you want to say anything about bar shampoo?
This is the first time that it has.
I can't believe it.
I know. And I have been thinking about it because I missed it. I was away for a week and I thought, you know, I don't really have a way to carry it easily, you know, because what would I put it in? Something plastic, right?
Oh, you know? Well, you don't have to. It seems like it doesn't rub off on other stuff, does it?
What could I put it in?
I like to just throw it in with your clothes, right?
If like straight? Wouldn't it be rubbing off on the clothes? That'd be weird. That'd make them smell better.
It's just like soap, right?
I know, but I wouldn't put a bare bar of soap in with my clothes.
You could. Well,
no. Remind me to not let you pack my stuff ever. When okay. I carry soap, I would put it in like a little soap holder or it back in the cardboard box or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting distracted.
Well, I was thinking that. Well, but since this is a podcast about a soap opera, it kind of seems fitting, you know, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So I was thinking we could just like appoint that bar shampoo company as our sponsor.
Okay, if we can remember the name of it. Something chickadee.
Yeah.
But I was, so anyway, I was missing it. So I was glad when I got home and washed my hair again with it.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Okay.
I tried to wash my hair in one of the cheap motels we stayed in, and I'm in the shower and I couldn't. It was like a little, you know, like a ketchup packet.
Really?
I couldn't rip the damn thing open, so I didn't wash my hair. I just got it wet. But I look great, I'm sure.
I bet, yeah.
So, yeah, and I was thinking, oh, I need to get on and look up the Kiss My Face and maybe put in an order for, you said they have a shampoo conditioning bar.
Yeah, that's what I've been using.
Yeah so that's my next step to try that puppy.
Yeah, well, and I bought some of your chickadee kind that I'm going to try after I'm finished with my Kiss My Face.
But that doesn't have the conditioner,
right? Yeah. Do you feel like it dries your hair out?
Think so.
Okay.
I didn't think so. I don't know. Uh-huh. When I was out of town, I was in a much colder temperature and my hair was like dry and straight as a stick.
Huh.
And therefore looked like 2 or 3 inches longer. It's weird.
Ooh. Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that. Yeah.
Doesn't your hair get straight when it's cold and dry?
No, because it's surely been cold and dry here.
Okay,
it's supposed to get like it's supposed to get very, very cold towards the end of the week at night. It's gonna be a real bummer.
I'm sorry. Well,
it's all right, Gia.
Well, anyway, it is nice to be talking about bar shampoo again. And
yeah, I feel like that's like sort of what grounds us.
It'd be cool if they wanted to, like, if we could get a sponsorship or something. We could do like old school, like, you know how in early TV they would actually just stop and read the ads, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you know, yeah. Uh-huh.
I'd do that, you know.
I would do that, sure. Yeah, maybe I'll reach out to them.
Reach out, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Moving forward, we will be, you know, like I'd like to that reach out is another good phrase.
What's the other one you like? Circling back or something?
Circling back, moving forward. I like when people like, can you talk around that topic a little bit or something like that? You know? Yeah. They're like bullshit phrases.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should join the corporate world.
I think that's where these phrases trickle down from.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. Oh, God.
Corporate. I'm so glad I'm out of that rat race. I think the closest I came to anything corporate was when we were working for Borders.
Yeah.
We shut that place down, didn't we, huh?
I don't think you can trace that back to us.
It wasn't long after we both worked there.
Well, that's true.
I made a mean cup of coffee, though. So
I bet you did.
It was probably urine. I think the cafe was fine. I don't know what you were doing with the books. I just couldn't find the books. That was my problem. Like, oh, this book, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, my God, lady, there's so many books in here. I don't think I can. Look up there, and all the titles start to kind of spin together. Like, I can't find anything.
Oh, gee, gosh.
I know, it was terrible. I hated it. Anyway. All right. Well, I think we kind of sort of stayed on General Hospital mostly.
Yeah, like 60% maybe.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that an F?
It is an F, in fact. For those keeping score.
Anyway, awesome. I'll try to stay current this rest of the week and we'll have pithy things to say when you talk about catacombs. So maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to get a report just, about just catacombs. Talk
about cats, even.
That's better. Yeah. Yeah. Also, I would like to say we have a listener from Jamaica now again. It's been a while.
Could be the same one back, or could be
could be. It's been a while though. And we don't seem to have anybody from Russia tuning in lately. So,
well, did you say some bad stuff about Russia?
It's possible. I mean, Putin might have had something else come up that
Putin on the rich.
Yeah. But anywho,
it's exciting to see these exotic locales.
Yeah, that we would love to go to sometime, the Bahamas.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
I don't know about Russia.
Yeah, I don't think I need to go to Russia. Not as long as Putin's there.
Yeah, anyway. I hope he's not listening. Anywho, thanks for anybody that is listening, even Putin, if you're out there, but I bet you're not. I'm probably safe.
Putin, what are you doing, man? Yeah.
Yeah, sort yourself out, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, on that note, let's not get political.
Okay.
And we'll talk again in a few days, and thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thank you for hanging in with us.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, okay, Gia.
Well, okay, bye, Keish. Have a lovely evening.
Okay, bye.
Bye.